Hi, good evening.
Hello.
This is Joseph. I'm with National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community as well as the nation. Can you help me with this?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, let me ask, are you in a place where you can speak openly and safely on your phone? I know we're calling your cell phone. I just want to make this quick as possible. We would appreciate your time.
I am.
Okay. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older, registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely.
Okay. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age?
I'm 64.
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, ma'am, please ask your race. White, Caucasian, Black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Satisfied, okay. And now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, ideas, using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 meaning very warm, favorable towards them. 0 means very cold, unfavorable. 50 meaning not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, just say so. The U.S. Department of Education.
100.
Okay. The National Education Association or NEA, NEA?
80.
Okay. Charter schools?
40.
Okay. Moms for Liberty?
0.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Okay. Public school teachers?
90.
Okay. Woke culture or wokeism?
100.
Okay. Public schools is...
Say that again.
Public schools?
100.
Okay. Joe Biden.
75.
Okay. And generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Excellent.
Okay. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Public.
Okay, public schools do much better?
Yeah.
Somewhat better? Okay. All right. And some people view education as means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please rate the each of the following topics from 0 to 10, 10 meaning very well prepared, 5 meaning well somewhat, and 0 meaning not at all. You can use anywhere from 0 to 10. The first one is provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
6.
Okay. Truthfully understand all the American history, the good and the bad.
10.
Okay. Help compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market.
6.
Okay. Our responsibility in democracy, the importance of civic engagement in voting.
7.
Okay. How about become more organized and have a structure?
3.
Okay. Embrace American values and the proud American citizen.
9.
Okay. And would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
The right amount.
The right amount? Okay. About
yep.
Right. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
Okay. Have you heard or seen or read about critical race theory, or CRT, a lot, a little,
yes.
Or nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. So as you may heard, critical race theory, or CRT, not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Do you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
Agree.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about the attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot? Okay. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
10.
Okay, so you strongly agree, strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, how about this one? Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly.
Okay. And a certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all the political viewpoints without censorship. Did you say it was strongly agree,
no.
Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. And I'm going to read a list of ideas that some would say help improve the quality of public schools. For each, tell me if you are whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. First one is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
Somewhat support.
Okay. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
No.
No, strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose.
Okay. How about adding armed security guards to the patrol all K-12 public schools?
Somewhat support.
Okay. How about teaching about Americans' history of slavery and segregation?
Strongly support.
Okay. Increasing teacher pay.
Strongly support.
Okay. And some U.S. cities have approved a Black Studies curriculum, K-12 public schools. The Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience, and the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose this decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K-12 public schools curriculum?
Support.
Support strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And I'm going to read the following arguments that others may make about education in America. Please rate each of this using the scale from 0 to 10. 10, find it very convincing argument. 5, somewhat convincing argument. 0, not at all convincing. You can use 0 to 10. First one says, first one says, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that lessons reflect an accurate history of nation and world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Is that
I agree with
that very convincing? Okay. So 1 to 10, 10 being very convincing, what would you rate that one?
9.
Okay. This one says, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It's also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If a children don't have the conversation in school, how can you expect them to think on themselves and form opinions as adults? School is a perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these discussions, and it's a respectful, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
9.
Okay. And last year, the American Library Association reported attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and in 2023 is likely to break the record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and books banning. We must oppose those deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Did
you say that's convincing? 10? Okay.
Yep, 10.
And
yep.
Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. Once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. School students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Yes,
strongly agree. I'm sorry.
Strongly agree.
Strongly
agree.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Wow.
Teachers are professionals who can be trusted and decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And switching gears a bit, last few questions are statistical purposes only. What was the last year of schooling you completed? Was it 1 through 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, vocational, college graduate, bachelor, postgraduate, master's, you know, law, PhD?
Some college.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, homemaker?
Retired,
okay. And are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. And regardless of how you previously voted, how do you think yourself as a Democrat, Republican, independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Strong Democrat, not so strong?
Strong,
okay. And do you have any children 18 or of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay. Done with that, huh?
Yep. You got it.
Yeah. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended public school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. And do you have a child who attended charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the approach to political issues, do you describe yourself as a liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, every time, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Never.
Okay. And which of the following descriptions I read tell me applies to you personally or to someone in your household? Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
No.
No, okay. Now, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or class room aide?
No.
No, okay. Let's describe your area you live at. Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Greatly appreciate that. Have a wonderful evening and have a great Thursday.
I appreciate you asking.
Have a great day. Have a great evening. Goodbye.
All right, man.